Chapter 18. It is like a merry-go-round, Robert Jordan thought. Not a merry-go-round that travels fast, and with a calliope for music, and the children ride on cows with gilded horns, and there are rings to catch with sticks, and there is the blue gas-flare-lit early dark of the Avenue du Maine, with fried fish sold from the next stall, and a wheel of fortune turning with the leather flaps, slapping against the posts of the numbered compartments, and the packages of lump sugar, piled in pyramids for prizes. No, it is not that kind of merry-go-round. Although the people are waiting, like the men in caps, and the women in knitted sweaters, their heads bare in the gaslight, and their hair shining, who stand in front of the wheel of fortune as it spins. Yes, those are the people. But this is another wheel. This is like a wheel that goes up and around. It has been around twice now. It is a vast wheel, set at an angle, and each time it goes around and then is back to where it starts. One side is higher than the other, and the sweep it makes lifts you back and down to where you started. There are no prizes either, he thought, and no one would choose to ride this wheel. You ride it each time and make the turn with no intention ever to have mounted. There is only one turn, one large, elliptical, rising and falling turn, and you are back where you have started. We are back again now, he thought, and nothing is settled. It was warm in the cave, and the wind had dropped outside. Now he was sitting at the table with his notebook in front of him, figuring all the technical part of the bridge blowing. He drew three sketches, figured his formulas, marked the method of blowing with two drawings as clearly as a kindergarten project, so that Anselmo could complete it in case anything should happen to himself during the process of the demolition. He finished these sketches and studied them. Maria sat beside him and looked over his shoulder while he worked. He was conscious of Pablo across the table and of the others talking and playing cards, and he smelled the odors of the cave, which had changed now from those of the meal and the cooking to the fire smoke and man smell, the tobacco, red wine and brassy, stale body smell, and when Maria, watching him finishing a drawing, put her hand on the table, he picked it up with his left hand and lifted it to his face and smelled the coarse soap and water freshness from her washing of the dishes. He laid her hand down without looking at her and went on working, and he could not see her blush. She let her hand lie there, close to his, but he did not lift it again. Now he had finished the demolition project, and he took a new page of the notebook and commenced to write out the operation orders. He was thinking clearly and well on these, and what he wrote pleased him. He wrote two pages in the notebook and read them over carefully. I think that is all, he said to himself. It is perfectly clear, and I do not think there are any holes in it. The two posts will be destroyed, and the bridge will be blown according to Goltz's orders, and that is all of my responsibility. All of this business of Pablo is something with which I should never have been saddled, and it will be solved one way or another. There will be Pablo, or there will be no Pablo. I care nothing about it either way. But I am not going to get on that wheel again. Twice I have been on that wheel, and twice it has gone around and come back to where it started, and I am taking no more rides on it. He shut the notebook and looked up at Maria. Hola, guapa, he said to her. Did you make anything out of all that? No, Roberto, the girl said, and put her hand on his hand that still held the pencil. Have you finished? Yes. Now it is all written out and ordered. What have you been doing, Inglés? Pablo asked from across the table. His eyes were bleary again. Robert Jordan looked at him closely. Stay off that wheel, he said to himself. Don't step on that wheel. I think it is going to start to swing again. Working on the problem of the bridge, he said civilly. How is it? Asked Pablo. Very good, Robert Jordan said. All very good. I have been working on the problem of the retreat, Pablo said, and Robert Jordan looked at his drunken pig eyes and at the wine bowl. The wine bowl was nearly empty. Keep off the wheel, he told himself. He is drinking again, sure, but don't you get on that wheel now. Wasn't Grant supposed to be drunk a good part of the time during the Civil War? Certainly he was. I'll bet Grant would be furious at the comparison if he could see Pablo. Grant was a cigar smoker, too. Well, he would have to see about getting Pablo a cigar. That was what that face really needed to complete it, a half-chewed cigar. Where could he get Pablo a cigar? How does it go? Robert Jordan asked politely.
Very well, Pablo said, and nodded his head heavily and judiciously. We be in.